My main man, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq Daddy, coming up on the podcast. We get to connect with Shaq every now and then, it seems. He's working with the Dollar General and eSports Gaming, so that is coming up. I got to do this emergency pod, Carm, solo, and just Scottie Pippen, what in the world is going on? And I asked Shaq about it coming up here, and he basically takes the stance that Scottie's trying to make some dough, which maybe he is. But wouldn't you think that your credibility is worth something? Scottie's made a lot of money. If he's doing the right things, even remotely the right things off the court, he should be over the top financially set. He should not need to call Phil Jackson a racist to sell books and bourbon so he can continue to live the life of Scottie Pippen, whatever he's doing. And I know he's got a large family and whoever, whatever else is going on over there. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. That's out of bounds. But what's in bounds is his contention that Phil gave the ball to Tony Kukoc because Phil's a racist? Wow. Progressive Phil all of a sudden hates black people. That just doesn't seem right. Michael loves Phil. Shaq has some things to say about Phil. Kobe seemed to love Phil. I think I can name a lot more people who, of all colors, races, genders, who have good things to say about Phil. But Scottie's going out because he's a racist. And I don't know, he didn't go as far as saying maybe the Bulls wanted the white face to the franchise. Maybe this is like the Celtics in the 80s where they really wanted their stars to be white and Bird and McHale and Ainge. Scottie, you've lost your mind. And you're not able to look in the mirror. You were the greatest teammate that really you could have when you were on your game, which was 95% of the time. Great defender, handle the ball, pass the basketball, hit big shots. You would hit big shots. Hit a huge bucket, 1989, from the right wing in the shot game against the Cavs. I can think of a lot of big shots Pippen hit through the years. Threes, drives. He did. He had his moments. But he did not have his moments at the horn. The game-winning shot was not Scottie Pippen, and there is nothing wrong with that. You can be a Hall of Fame player, a top 50 player all time, and your best skill is not making the last shot. Certain guys have it, others don't. David Robinson's a Hall of Famer. He didn't have the last shot capability. Charles Barkley did. Jordan did. Karl Malone, not so much. John Stockton was almost more clutch towards the end of his career. And if you look at LeBron, by the way, LeBron has become more comfortable in those final moments very late in his career, or certainly the second half of his career. He's gotten way better at it. And I think LeBron is going to make it into the Hall of Fame and will be considered by some as the greatest player of all time, which, of course, those people are idiots, but I'll just mention that some people will think that. And he'll rightfully fall somewhere behind that, two, three, wherever you want to put him. Early in his career, the dude wasn't a money player down the stretch. Not all the time, at least. And, like, not just missing a shot. Like, anybody can miss shots like Jordan did in 1991 in Game 1 against the Lakers when it went in and out. But with Mike, you were surprised when he didn't hit it. That was not the case with LeBron early in his career when he put up 8 points against the Mavs in Game 4 of the Finals. So, I don't want to get into a Michael LeBron thing. Let me get back on track. Scottie Pippen, it never ceases to amaze me how his lack of introspection at times. Because sometimes he seems like this really smart, grounded dude. And then goes off and drinks a bunch of bourbon. Maybe that's the reason. You're just getting hammered. Maybe he's drunk. That's the best rationale right now. And also, I don't know what this does with his relationship with the Bulls, if it matters at all. But I would assume Phil Jackson's giving him a call. Hey, Scottie, what the F are you talking about? I mean, what is it? Does Pippen answer that phone call? Does Phil even make it? Phil probably laughs it off and doesn't call him. But if I was Phil, I'd call. Are you out of your mind? And he lost his ambassador role because he was blasting the Bulls on ESPN, which rightfully so. The Bulls deserve to be blasted for what's been going on for quite some time now. But whenever he's welcomed back to the stadium, or the United Center rather, he gets a standing ovation. I think he still will. But this is just pretty stunning. All right, Shaquille O'Neal, the Diesel, Shaq Daddy. Let's talk some NBA playoffs. Let's talk some Pippen right now.
Showtime.
No, he had a bad game because of the defense change.
Stop it. First of all, you don't know nothing about no D. What the hell are you
I can see. I can see. Ball? I mean, you are an awful defensive player on the pick and roll. They were playing defense like you did.
I don't
you
need
can't
to play
defense like that.
I don't need to play
no,
defense.
No, you can't play defense like that in the modern NBA.
I don't know why anybody would even listen to you about defense.
No, I'm just telling you. I know I wasn't a great defender, but I was a better defender than you.
No, you wasn't.
You were the worst big man defender in the history of basketball, other than Brooke Lopez in game one.
No, he wasn't. I'm fifth, dog. You better Google me again.
Is the beef with you and Chuck real? Like when he's calling you out on not being a good defender and you're getting heated, I'm like, I'm actually getting worried that like you're going to walk off the set and like the show's going to be over. And we don't want that, Shaq.
It's real, but not real to the point where we're going to disrespect each other. Like you got two strong guys, Hall of Famers. He has an opinion, I have an opinion. And, you know, we're just going to keep it there.
Okay. You know how much this show means to people, right?
Yes, it does. You know, we all decided that we don't keep you up past 1:30, 2 a.m. We have to entertain you. And it's all real. Like, they don't allow us to go to meetings and say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It just happens. And Ernie is the gatekeeper. You know, Chuck's going to say what he wants to say. I'm going to say what I want to say. And then you got Kenny, who tries to bring it all together. But it's just, you know, funny.
Would you do the show someday if Chuck retires? Would you still keep going, do you think?
I always think about that, but I never want to think about that right now.
So I got to bring up, Shaq, you know, I interviewed you when you were playing, covering the Bulls in Chicago, and you were the best coming in. You would walk down the hallway, and everybody would – you get all the attention, and you were phenomenal afterwards. It was like the Pied Piper was in. It was the greatest. But I'm bringing it up today because Scottie Pippen, top 50 player – he's out here and he's calling Phil Jackson a racist. And I'm just like, where is this coming from? Of course, you know, you played for Phil. Do you have any reaction to what Pippen's been saying? He's, you know, took a run at Kevin Durant too.
You have to think about it. He hasn't played for how long?
Oh, we got two decades now.
Okay. And I heard in the business sector, he's coming out with a brandy and he's coming out with a book.
Yeah.
It's probably just all promotions. Really, I don't want to get involved with other people's beef, but Phil's definitely not a racist. And I don't know what's going on with him and Durant and him. What he said about Barkley made a lot of sense. But again, I'm just like you. I'm just reading it, going wow, going ooh, going ah. I don't want to speculate, but I do know in our line of work that he's coming out with a new drink. He's coming out with a new book. So maybe this is all marketing. I don't know.
He said that Mike was in the huddle basically doing the last dance in 1997, speaking to the cameras. I mean, Mike can be – I'm not saying Mike's not calculated, but that's a level of calculation. Right? I mean, in the moment of game six of the finals?
Yeah.
He's thinking about a movie in 20 years?
Yeah, that's nice.
Here's another thing, Shaq. There's nothing wrong, at least in my mind, with your best skill is not hitting the game-winning shot. Phenomenal defender, phenomenal scorer, but not the shot. And he wants to defend against that. He's still in the Hall of Fame. There's nothing wrong with that.
And you know what? When it comes to closing games, me and him are in that same category. I think I only hit one game-winning shot in my whole career. But hey, you have to you get in for what you're known for. He wasn't known for that, but he was known for other things that helped him propel to win. You know, he's definitely important piece of that franchise.
I'm also thinking back to you guys taking him on in Portland. I mean, if you were that guy in the fourth quarter, maybe that comeback doesn't happen.
That's what that's what I'd be saying, like when I'd be hearing some of these guys talk, but this ain't my beef, so You know, me and Scotty had our little Instagram verbal Twitter exchange, and it was fun. We saw each other, we laughed, and we go, it's all good. No, this is what we do is that we talk trash. It's only a small percentage of where it gets out of hand.
If you could have one teammate between Scotty or Chuck, who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Scotty.
Fits better with you, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. So some people are trying to make a comparison between what's going on in Milwaukee and maybe you and Kobe. Giannis, Middleton, that dynamic. Stop. With maybe.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't do that.
It doesn't make sense, right?
No, not at all.
I guess people are drawing that because no. Middleton's going to take the shot, and maybe you're going to let Kobe do it.
Oh, and in that sense, then yeah. I thought you were talking about like the way we dominate. So yeah. I actually heard the other day with people saying that Giannis is not the best player. I wasn't the best player on my team. I was the most dominant. Difference. Kobe was the best. When I played in Orlando, Penny was the best. When I played in Miami, D-Wade was the best player on the team. Fine, I understand that, I accepted that. However, I'm the most dominant. So if you want to compare it like that, yes. Giannis is not the best player on the team. Chris Middleton is, I can agree with that. But when it comes to dominating games, you need Giannis to dominate the game so Chris can get open to it.
If I was going to compare Giannis to a center, I would actually pick David Robinson because
Giannis, listen, once Giannis decides to bring the ball up and do all that guard stuff, he's no longer with us. So y'all can have him.
Guard. At Men's Warehouse, we know there are things you only realize you're ready for when they're right in front of you. Get ready for your wedding with exclusive styles from Vera Wang and Calvin Klein. Complete packages starting from $99.99. Only at Men's Warehouse. Additional charge for big and tall sizes. See store website for details.
Is that on him or is that on Bud? Because why wouldn't you just put him in the post and don't have him do that stuff?
Hey, I used to get yelled at for doing it. I really did. Now it's acceptable. And I actually think it's my fault because when I was down there banging people, the guys didn't want to come in. They wanted to stay out. They wanted to pick and pop. They wanted to show that they could play on the perimeter. And then Dirk and Kevin Garnett and Duncan, they just took it to a whole other level. So I don't count him as a center. You know, just because he's tall, but if you don't do center stuff, I don't count you as a center.
Yeah. Who do you like right now? If Shaq had to pick a champion?
I would like to see the underdog win it. All the juggernauts are gone. All the super teams are gone. You got one big name in Giannis. You got one Hall of Fame name in Chris Paul. And you got two guys over in L.A. that need to do something for the city of L.A. So in a perfect world, I would like to see Atlanta versus Phoenix. There's two underdogs going at it. In the second scenario, Milwaukee versus Phoenix. Who wins? And then the last scenario, Milwaukee versus Clippers.
Can I get a... That's great TV. I love it. Let's do a Shaq gamble. The Bucks and Hawks for tomorrow. With Trey out, all right? Hawks are huge underdogs.
He's out?
Well, people are speculating. Trey impaired. Let's say that.
He's going to be all right. I'm going with the Hawks.
You're taking Atlanta.
And the referee, stay the hell out of the way. Move. You're standing right next to a guy. Move. Jeez.
That actually brings up an interesting slight topic. Did you ever think that the refs had an agenda when you were playing?
No, not at all. I do can say if they didn't like you, they're not going to take care of you. I know that for a fact. But if they respect you, it's 50-50. You know, a lot of people always say, oh, when you all played against Sacramento, the refs helped you. No, they didn't. You idiot said in the paper they're just going to hack a Shaq. And then instead of shooting 50%, I raise it to 55 or maybe 60. So when you give people your strategy, oh, you got all the calls. No, y'all said that y'all were going to foul me every time. This is what y'all said. So now when the ref sent me to the line 31 times, don't cry and complain. You said it. As soon as Shaq gets the ball down low, we're going to foul. So, but no, I don't. I know it was the one issue with the one ref, but I don't know. I just think players want consistency. If I bump you and you call a foul, when he bumps me, I want the same respect.
So you don't – that whole narrative that Sacramento got jobbed in that series, you don't buy it at all?
No, because they was the one that said they were going to foul me. And guess what? I went to the line and I knocked most of them down. Like, you got to understand, if I shoot 31 free throws, I'm not going to miss all 31. That's never going to happen. Because remember, my career is 50%. That's make one and miss one. So now if I got a rhythm, or if you're pissing me off, or if you're doubting me, every now and then I'm going to knock two down. I might make four or miss four, but I'm never going to miss all 31. So, you know, the fact that they kept saying, we're going to foul, we're going to foul, and everybody was saying, foul, foul, foul. Refs did their job. You foul, cool.
No better motivation than when they're doubting you. I love it. Can I rewind back to what happened to Brooklyn? Most people are saying that it was because of the injuries. I don't know if they were put in the best position to win. Steve's a young coach. I don't know how you saw how the series played out, if you thought it was just based on the fact that Kyrie was, you know, not playing at the end and Harden was impaired.
They lost. A lot of players are injured. That's what they're going with. If everybody was healthy, they would have lost. It would have been a bigger story. But Harden was out. Kyrie was out. KD did all they can. We just couldn't get it. We'll get them next year. That's what they're going with. And as a player, I guess you can live with that sometimes, rather than putting the team together and then getting spanked. So they just can say, hey, my guys are hurt. I averaged 48. I did this. I did that.
I thought they should have used a big. You had DeAndre Jordan. You got Kevin down there guarding Giannis and OT. That's a lot of energy. I didn't think it was strategized well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What are you watching on Netflix these days? I got 2 minutes. I know you're a big Netflix guy, Shaq.
Dwayne Wade's wife new show, L.A. Confidential. Is it called L.A. Confidential? No, L.A.'s Finest.
Okay.
That's my favorite show.
Okay. I haven't seen it. I'll check it out. That's why I asked. Can you just give a little bit of history? You were over in Germany, right, when you were young, and you couldn't play at all, and then all of a sudden just got to be yourself?
Well, I played, but I couldn't play. And then when Dale Brown was having a conference, and I asked him about how I could strengthen my lower extremities, he sent me the program. The program didn't work. I called him back, told him I was going to quit. He told me never quit, so I didn't quit. I went to Texas, became a great, great player. And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to go to LSU, all these other schools. Now you want me? Dale Brown was the only guy that believed in me when I was a nobody. So I decided to go to LSU.
So young Shaq almost didn't give it a go.
Yep, almost quit.
I don't think Dad would have liked that too much.
I know he wouldn't.
Shaq, great to see you. Always appreciate the time. Great stuff. And appreciate you weighing in today. The General and NRG. Be well, Shaq.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Well, I mean, it's not much to be said. If you go back and look at when Scottie Pippen entered the Bulls and when Tony Kukoc entered the Bulls and who deserved the last shot of the game. If you knew that Scottie Pippen had been with the Bulls from 87, battled through the Pistons and every other team that we had to get to those three championships, wouldn't you give Scottie Pippen one opportunity to get a last second shot without Michael Jordan? Like, 1 year without Michael Jordan, can I get one shot?
This program was recorded on tape for a live audience.
But when you say a racial move,
well, why would Tony, who was a rookie, get the last second shot and you put me out of bounds? That's what I mean, racial. Like, that was Scottie Pippen's team.
But
Scottie
Phil
Pippen
then
was but, on pace to be an MVP that year, right?
By saying a racial move, then you're calling Phil a racist.
I don't got a problem with that.
Do you think Phil was? Or is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you remember Phil Jackson left the Lakers, went wrote a book on Kobe Bryant, and then came back and coached him? I mean, who would do that? You name someone in professional sports that would do that. You know? I think he tried to expose Kobe in a way that he shouldn't have. You're the head coach. And you're the guy that sits in the locker room and tells the players, this is a circle, and everything stays within the circle, because that's what team is about.
Well, it feels like he's disloyal. I don't know if that makes him a racist.
Well, that's your
yeah.
way of putting it out, and I have my way. I was in the locker room with him. I was in practices with him. You're looking for him afar.
At Men's Warehouse, we know there are things you only realize you're ready for when they're right in front of you. Get ready for your wedding with exclusive styles from Vera Wang and Calvin Klein. Complete packages starting from $99.99. Only at Men's Warehouse. Additional charge for big and tall sizes. See store website for details.